Greetings everyone and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Israel has been in the news quite a bit, but in recent days more so than before, and what can be seen is that the whole world seems to start attacking Israel, condemning Israel, having blind eyes for the real culprits and perpetrators. I'd like to talk about the concept to recognize Palestine. The New York Post wrote on August 1, French President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced this week that their countries would unilaterally recognize a Palestinian state. The first problem with that is Palestine is a fictional place, this article says. There never was any such thing. What happens when a civil war breaks out? Because the prospects are quite high. Will France and Britain support open elections in this quote-unquote new nation? What if Hamas win those elections? Will France and Britain recognize such a state? Is France and Britain going to disarm Hamas? Is France or Britain going to bring back the more than 50 hostages who are still being held and tortured in Gaza? And let me just add and ask a question, what did Britain do? What did France do? Canada by now has also said they are going to recognize the Palestinian state. What did Canada do? What did Europe do to bring those hostages back? Absolutely nothing. You see, now we're talking about a two-state solution. Germany has been saying, yes, they are for a two-state solution. But a two-state solution is a fiction as well. Israel doesn't want it. Hamas doesn't want it. The Palestinians don't want it. They want a one-state solution, quote-unquote, without Israel. A lot has been said about the terrible situation in Gaza, and I'm not going to belittle this in any way, and I'm not saying that Israel has been doing everything right, but at the same time, the condemnation against Israel is appalling. News wrote on August 2. The German government has increased its concern about the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip. Government spokesman Stefan Cornelius stated that despite initial slight progress in providing aid to the population, the emergency remains acute. Of particular concern is the systematic diversion of aid supplies by Hamas and other criminal organizations, which are blocking urgently needed aid for the civilian population. According to German security sources, a significant portion of the aid supplies entering the Gaza Strip are stolen by Hamas and other groups. 50 to 100% of the aid is intercepted by armed forces or criminal organizations. Since May 19, a total of 2,010 trucks carrying aid from the United Nations have entered the Gaza Strip. However, official UN figures show that only 260 of those trucks reached their destination. The majority, approximately 1,753 trucks, were forcibly intercepted by armed forces. These goods then often end up on the black market, do not reach the affected civilian population. But of course, that is all Israel's fault again. Everything what's happening in the Middle East is Israel's fault. I wonder whether those people really want Iran, Hamas, Hezbollah, and other terrible organizations to take over the Middle East. And now we're talking about Israel's announcements that they are thinking of occupying Gaza, the Gaza Strip, the Gaza City. The New York Times wrote on August 8, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faced criticism at home and abroad on Friday after his office announced that the Israeli military would escalate its nearly two-year-old campaign in the Gaza Strip by taking control of Gaza City. In fact, the Israel's security cabinet voted on Thursday to approve a plan to reoccupy the Gaza Strip militarily, starting with Gaza City. The article goes on to say, The chorus of condemnation from long-standing European allies, Arab governments, and the families of hostages held by militant groups in Gaza laid bare Israel's isolation. As its government decides, against the advice of its military top command, to expand the war. The Israeli government's decision to further escalate its offensive in Gaza is wrong, and we urge it to reconsider immediately, Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of Britain, said in a statement. But the interesting, very interesting and telling reaction came from Germany. Chancellor Friedrich Merz of Germany said that until further notice, his country would not export military equipment that could be used in Gaza, a significant step and a break with the country's post-war past of support for Israel, the article says, and Breitbart added on August 8, the move by Germany appeared likely to further isolate Israel. Germany, along with the United States and Italy, is among the top foreign suppliers of equipment used by Israel's military. And The Guardian added on August 8, Israel's decision to take over Gaza City must have consequences for EU-Israel relations, EU Council President Antonio Costa said on Friday. Now, the announcement by Merz, the German Chancellor, was not totally without criticism. Focus wrote on August 8. Merz's decision is triggering disturbed reactions within his own ranks. Johannes Winkel, the chairman of the CDU's youth organization, commented, "From today on, Israel will do the dirty work for us, only without German weapons." Philip Piatow commented in the weekly and widely read Bild newspaper, of course it's a daily, but it's also appearing once on Sunday, stating, "So Germany will now continue to supply weapons to Erdogan, the open supporter of Hamas, which is holding German citizens hostage." Even German citizens are still being held hostage. "But not to Israel, which is trying to free the hostages." And then Bild Online published the following additional commentary by Marion Horn on August 8. "Gaza is a huge moral dilemma, a gigantic tragedy, but Merz's decision is not an adequate response to it. It is a document of the helplessness of a chancellor who fears above all of his coalition with the SPD, because the SPD are all for this new course of action, but this coalition is not going to hold much longer." The article goes on. "Does Merz really believe that Hamas will back down because Israel is no longer receiving weapons? Friedrich Merz, of all people, once sharply attacked Olaf Scholz, the prior chancellor, when he hesitated to supply weapons to Israel. This Friedrich Merz is now the one who is turning off the supply himself. The terrorists are thus given the breathing space they need to reorganize. The release of the German hostages is becoming more unlikely than ever, and the poor people in Gaza remain defenseless against Hamas terror." Very well put. And here's another article by Bild Online, dated August 8. "Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has sharply criticized the German arms export ban. In a statement released Friday by Netanyahu's office, he stated, "Instead of supporting Israel's just war against Hamas, which has carried out the most horrific attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust, Germany is rewarding Hamas terrorism with an arms embargo against Israel." According to his office, in the conversation with Merz, which he has had, Netanyahu made it clear that Israel does not want to take over the Gaza Strip. Instead, the goal of the expanded military operation is to liberate the coastal strip from Hamas and enable a peaceful government that, he said, does not consist of the Palestinian Authority, Hamas, and any other terrorist organization. But can we see how Israel is becoming more and more isolated? How Israel is becoming the target of worldwide attacks and condemnation? And yes, the Bible tells you that Jerusalem and the state of Israel will be overrun and occupied by hostile armies in the end time. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 14 and verse 2, we read, "For I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses rifled, the women ravished. Half of the city shall go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city." But let's make no mistake. God also tells us that those attacking nations will be punished by him. We read in Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. "Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding peoples when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it." And then this prophecy in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 3 and verse 12. "Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations, as he fights in the day of battle. And this shall be the plague with which the Lord will strike all the people who fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall dissolve while they stand on their feet. Their eyes shall dissolve in their sockets, and their tongues shall dissolve in their mouth." Now all these nations had better keep those prophecies in mind, because they will come true. We have prepared a free booklet, the book of Zechariah, Prophecies for Today, which is going into much more detail the future of Jerusalem, the future of Israel, and the future of all those nations which think they can just attack and take over the state of Israel. So please ask for a free copy of this booklet. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.